Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shir Mandafyom. My name is Yitzhak Et Shalom. We are now in our last podcast of the second parak, Perak Elu Metziot. There are two different help sheets. They're both indicated on the website, and they're both linked on the website. The first one is Mishnah Yod, which is on Lamed Bet Amud Aleph, Mitzah Barefet. Now, this Mishnah is going to deal with three different components of the obligation of Hashavat Avedah. One of them is the range, areas in which Hashava applies. Then there's a subset of that which has to do with various obligations and weighing them against each other. The next will introduce us to a mitzvah that we already dealt with in the previous podcast, which is the mitzvah of prika and the mitzvah of terina, of helping somebody load or unload or load their animal. We will see that that is associated in several ways with Hashavat Avedah. And the final one will deal with the range of obligation of Prikantina depending on the owner's participation. Mitzah Barefet in Chayavba. So if you found the animal in a barn, then you are not liable to for Hashavat Avedah. That sounds very obvious, so the Gemara will fix it a little bit. Reshut Arbim Chayavba. If you found it Reshut Arbim, then you are liable. If, let's say, you're a Kohen and it's in the Beit HaKvarot, in a cemetery, then you do not go in and be Mitameh, as we will see a little bit further on, more details about that. Ima Marlo Aviv. Let's say your father said, Hitameh. Now, your father's not necessarily saying, go in and get the Avedah. It could be your father's a Kohen, is just telling me, go in and do the funeral or whatever. Shamar lo atachzir, your father told you, don't do Hashavat Avedah, lo yishmalo. You don't attend to your father's wishes, but rather you do what the Torah commanded you, which is either to avoid going into the Beit HaKvarot, to return the Avedah, whatever it may be. Okay, now, parak v'ta'an, afilo arba'am v'chamisha pamim chayav. And this flips back to the previous Mishnah when it said that Hashavat Avedah applies even if it keeps running away. Similarly, if you help somebody unload or load their animal, and then it fell off, or they need more help again, you continue doing it, even several times. Shinemar azov ta'azov, and that we saw in the previous discussion. Now, halach v'yashavlo, let's say the owner sat down and said, v'yamar, hoyel v'alacha mitzvah, you're commanded to help me, sonchali frok prok. So if you want to unload the animal, v'akasha, I'm going to sit and enjoy. Patur, then you're exempt. Why? Shinemar imo, hakem takim imo, you help him load, you work with him, which means if he's helping, not if he's sitting by. Let's say that the owner was a zaken or chole, and some of the way he couldn't do it, then you're chayav. You can't say, well, he's not working, I'm not going to help. He's not able to work. Mitzvah min ha-Torah lifrok, aval lo liton. Very strange statement here. There's a mitzvah in the Torah to unload, but not to load. Strange, because we have psukim for both of them, as you see on the page. Shimon omar af liton. Shimon says, no, there is a mitzvah liton. We're going to adjust what these statements mean so they make more sense. Rabbi Yosef Glili omar yazinu tkenech, im haya alav yater omasa'o, ein zakuklo. If the animal had been laden with more than it should normally carry, then you don't have to help him. Shemar tachat masa'o. The pasuk says, if he's rovetz tachat masa'o, he's burdened under his burden, meaning masoi she'achol amodbo, it has to be a normal kind of burden, the kind that that he is fit for, and not some overladen. Okay. Amarava. So the first thing the Gemara deals with is this refet, this barn. Refet shamru eina mat'av eina meshameret. This barn that we are talking about, that says in the Mishnah, is one that doesn't lead the animal to running away, but it's also one that doesn't really have a fence around it or anything. It's just maybe a roof over it. Right, we know that you're not chayav to return the animal because it's not one that's like pushing the animal or misleading him or causing him to run away. Therefore, not chayav. But it can't be one that's closed in because we start to meet eno chayav. Otherwise, there'd no reason to say it. If you think that it's a barn that's covered and closed, if you find it outside, you put it in such a barn. So obviously, if you find it inside, you don't have to do anything. So it must be a barn that's really not mishtamer. So it has to be a barn, on the one hand, that is not mishtamer, otherwise there's no reason to say it. But on the other hand, it's a barn that's not mat'ah, that doesn't cause the animal to run away, because otherwise you would be chayav, take it from there to somewhere else where it's guarded. Okay, shmamina. Now, mitzvah refet eno chayav. So, He says, Rabbi Yitzchak says that's only referring to a barn that was within Tchum, within the boundaries of the city. What are the implications? Michal de Brishut Rabim. So when the Mishnah said he'd find him Brishut Rabim Yechayav, afilu b'tochat Tchum, na Michayav. That implies that if you find the animal Brishut Rabim even in the town, you have to return him. So Ikan Matli La Seifa. Some people, though, learned Rabbi Yitzchak's statement about Tchum as being a comment on the Seifa. Brishut Rabim Chayav ba Rabbi Yitzchak, who managed to the Chutz Tchum. When are you Chayav Brishut Rabim? Only when it's outside of the Tchum. So Michal de Berefet, afilu omedet Chutz Tchum, na Minu Chayav ba. So that implies that a barn, even if it's out in the middle of nowhere, you're still not chayav, because he said the difference between Rishut Rabim and the barn you're not chayav, the Rishut Rabim you are chayav, and he said Rishut Rabim chayav only outside of the city limits. So that means anything inside the city limits you're not chayav, and a barn outside the city limits you are not chayav as well. Okay. Now, the next piece was, how do we know that a father tells you to violate the Torah, you don't listen? A man should fear his parents, and you should all keep Shabbat. You and your parents are all obligated to honor me, God says. Therefore, if your parent tells you to violate the law, you all have to be listening to me, and you don't violate it. Now, wait, the only reason that we say that you prefer listening to Hashem over your parents is because of this pasuk? If it weren't for that, I would think that you listen to your father and violate the Torah? After all, the Torah commands you to listen to your parents. That's a mitzvah taseh, to do what they request, shall we say. And let's say, tumat kohanim is a lo taseh and anaseh. V'lo ati yaseh, v'dachit lo taseh v'aseh. Right, we had this earlier. See, starts out with Hamena, who il v'hukash kibur av ve'em l'chvoros shemakom. It could be that kibur av ve'em is a unique category because it's compared as a sugya that we saw in the latter half of the first parak of Kiddushin, that is compared to honor for Hashem. Shemar kan kaved et avicha v'timecha, but emel lahalan kaved et adonai mihonecha. Honor Hashem with your wealth. Right, hilkach litzaitle. I might think that listening to your parents is sort of tantamount to listening to God. So kamash flanda lo lishmale. Therefore, we need the chapter tai tishmaru to tell me that you do not listen. Now, mitzvah min haTorah lifrok aval lo liton. This is the statement in the Mishnah that we found very bizarre, which says that there's a mitzvah in the Torah to unburden a burdened animal, but not to to help the fellow put the load on. Mayavalo liton, what does that mean? Ilem avalo liton klal, you think there's no mitzvah to help him load the animal at all? So mayishna prika dichtiv azov tazovimo, the first pasuk on the page is prika, so tinanami dichtiv hakem takimimo. So you have the pasuk later down on the page, which says hakem takimimo, you have to help him load on. So the Torah says you have to do this, the Torah says you have to do that. How could you say there's no mitzvah at all? Elo, we have to fix it as follows. Mitzvah min haTorah lifrok b'chinam. The mitzvah of the Torah is to unload the animal and not to charge for it. V'lo liton b'chinam, but you're not obligated to help a guy load his animal and do it for free. Elo b'schar, that you could ask him to pay you for. Now, Rabbi Shimon disagrees. He says, af liton b'chinam. So Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah, who said it's a mitzvah, what he meant was it's a mitzvah to also do it for free. Now, Tanin Lahadatan Rabbanan, we have that supports this bright. It says, Prika b'chinam, te'ina b'schar. Unloading is for free, but loading you could charge for. Shimon Omer, zu b'chinam, both are for free, meaning you can't charge, you have to be pro bono. So, my Tamayo de Rabbanan, why did the Rabbanan say that unloading is for free and loading is you could charge the Isak Daitach Rabbi Shimon, because if you hold like Rabbi Shimon, they both are for free. Lichtav Rachmana Te'ina, let the Torah write just that you have to help load. V'lo boy prikan, then the Torah doesn't have to tell you have to unload if they're both going to be pro bono. V'anameno Matina Delei Patsar Balechaim. Think about this. When loading the animal, you're not helping the animal from its Tsar Balechaim, which we'll get into in the next Amud. V'leika Chisaron Kis, and the owner's not losing anything because the animal's not going to die as a result. It's when he's overburdened and you're trying to unload him, so there's Tsar Balechaim, the animal suffering, and the person and the owner may lose his animal. So here, where the, if the Torah wanted to equate the two, all the Torah would have to do, Chachamim say, is to give you the mitzvah of Ti'ina and say, if Ti'ina, where the animal's not suffering and the owner has nothing to lose, Chayav, Prikadit, Patsar, Chayav, Chisar, and Kislo, Kosh, okay? So certainly unloading is something I'm Chayav to do. So why did the Torah write Ti'ina and Prika separately? To tell you that Prika, you're obligated to do, and all of those factors that come in, Tzar Bali Chaim and Chisar and Kis, tell you have to do it as a chesed to do it b'chinam. Tina, you have to help the guy, but you could charge him. So why doesn't Rabbi Shimon agree? Rabbi Shimon, in my time, Rabbi Shimon, let me sign me cry. Because Rabbi Shimon says it's not so clear what the psukim mean. And that's, by the way, what it meant in the previous Amud. What the psukim mean. Meaning the words azov tazov and hakem takim, not clear. And the real unclarity is because nofel. It says in the pasuk of Tina that the animal is falling. In the case of Prika, it says he's burden, he's falling under his burden. You see his shor, chamor, fallen on the way. Sounding as if they've fallen and their burden is also fallen. You have to help put it on. So Rabbi Shimon says, noflim baderach inu v'tinahayu lavayu mashma. He says, no, falling on the way makes it sound more like the burden's on their back and the whole thing is fallen. And it's still on the back, and now you have to help take it off. So it's unclear, really, that the second pasuk is about Tina. It could be about Prika as well. And because of that, he said the Torah could not just write one, because I wouldn't know which it was. Okay, now, Amar Rava, Midiv Reishnam Lamilmad, from both Reb Shimon and Chachamim, according to that exposition, we can infer that Tsar Bali Chaim Doraita, that there is a concept Doraita of trying of having to alleviate the pain that animals suffer. V'afil Reb Shimon lo kamar, even Reb Shimon, only said what he did. Elamishum do mesai mikroi. All right, but because it's unclear which pasuk is which. But in other words, even Rabbi Shimon would agree that Tzar Bal Chaim is a consideration. And if we knew for sure which one was Prika, he would say you don't have to write that because that's more obvious because of Tzar Bal Chaim. Sami kroi darshinan kavacham mishum maim lamishum Tzar Bal Chaim darshinan. So Rabbi Shimon's disagreement is only because he can't tell which pasuk means Ti'ina. But he said, if I did know which, I wouldn't need Prika because Kal Vachomer because of Tzar Bali Chaim. So therefore, everybody agrees Tzar Bali Chaim is a consideration de'oraita. By the way, if it was only de'rabanan, then the Kal Vachomer wouldn't work because the Torah wouldn't be able to assume it. The answer is no. Dovim Mishum de'ikar chisar and kis. Maybe the Kal Vachomer that Rabbi Shimon would have agreed with had the psukim been clearer would have been the chisar and kis, the fact that the person has an animal that he may lose, and that's a financial loss, but not Tzar Bali Chaim. But the problem with that is, think about this, if you don't help load the animal, there isn't a loss to the owner. Isn't Armin talking about a case where the guy is trying to get to market on time, and if he doesn't load it on time, he's going to miss that and can't sell the stuff? Or perhaps Ganavim will come and take everything that's on the ground that he hasn't been able to load. So there's Chisaron Kis there too. So it seems that Tzar Bali Chaim is a concept that both Rabbi Shimon and Chachamim agree is Da'oraita. And the only thing reason Rabbi Shimon says there's no Kavachomer is because it's unclear what the Psukim mean. And then Rava continues, Teida, the Tzar Bali Chaim Da'oraita. I'll prove to you that it is Da'oraita. Why the Tani Sefer? What do we have at the end of our Mishnah? Rabbi Yosef Gliomer, Mi'alav, Yatero, Maso, and Zakuklo. Yosef Glili says, if an animal has too big of a burden, which is the owner should not have put on, then you don't have to help. So isn't it clear that Tanakama, who Yosef Glili seems to disagree with, holds that even if it's a big burden, you have to help? So isn't my time, it's not because you're helping the guy with his normal business, because he shouldn't have loaded it like that. Rather, it must be because Tzar Bali Chaim. Which means, by the way, Rabbi Yisagli would say, there is no Tzar Bali Chaim Doraita, and by the way, that is his position. No, Dilma v'tachat Masa'o pligi. No, maybe Rabbi Yisagli and Tanakam are just disagreeing about the interpretation of Tachat Masa'o, what it means. Either it means whatever the burden is, or a regular burden. Rabbi Yisavar, Dashinan Tachat Masa'o Masu'i Shiachol Amod Bo. Rabbi Yisagli says, Masa'o means a normal load. Rabbanan Savri, Lo Dashinan Tachat Masa'o. They say, no, it just means whatever his burden is. Now, Teida, that Tzar Bali Chaim loved Doraita. Now we turn it around, what I called on the page of counterproof, to prove that Tzar Bali Chaim is not Doraita. Diktani Reisha, what do we have in the Mishnah? It says, Halach v'yashav mar lahoyil v'alecha mitzvali prok patur. So, if the owner sits there and says, listen, you got a mitzvah to unload it, you unload it. Then you're patur, shemar imo, you have to help him. Talking about Tzar Bali Chaim Doraita, but if you think Tzar Bali Chaim is Doraita, here this animal is suffering and this negligent owner is sitting and abdicating his responsibility, you still have to help. So Mali Ite Lamari Bahadei, Mali Kilete Lamari Bahadei, why do I care if the master is helping or not? You still have an obligation to help this poor donkey. The answer is no. Liolam Tzar Bali Chaim Doraita. So Misavar Pater Pater Legamre, when the Mishnah says that in such a case you're exempt, it doesn't mean totally exempt, because it's Tzar Bali Chaim. Maybe it means that you don't have to help pro bono because the guy's not helping himself. But you do have to help because of Tzar Bali Chaim, but then you could charge the guy. This is what the Torah said. If the guy's working and you're coming to help him, help him for free. But if he's not there, then do the work and then charge him. And Tzar Bali Chaim is really Doraita. So now we have in this mnemonic to help us with the next piece. Perhaps this will support the idea of Tzar Bali Chaim's Doraita. Behemat Nochri Metapa Bak Behemat Yisrael. If you have an animal of a non-Jew that you find, you have to take care of it just like an animal of Israel. So Iyamat Bishlamat Tzar, this is a pre-cantina. You have to help him unload or load it like a Behemat Yisrael. So now Iyamat Bishlamat Tzar Bali Chaim Doraita. With Tzar Bali Chaim, we don't distinguish between who owns the animal. It's the animal that's suffering. So if Tzar Bali Chaim is Doraita, Mishumachim and Tabbak Behemat Yisrael, I understand why you treat it like the animal of Israel, because who cares who the owner is, the animal's suffering. But if it's Tzar Bali Chaim is not Doraita, then why are you helping this animal? So the answer is no. There it's just to keep nice relations with the non-Jews who live around you. Eva is a very big consideration. So to do that, you want to help the guy with his animal. But it doesn't mean Tzar Bali Chaim. So Achanam Mistabra is like that position makes sense. Then it's not because of Tzar Bali Chaim. Because the addition to that is, if the animal already had Yayin Nesach on its back, then you don't help at all. So Yamar Pishlam Alav Doraita, if you agree that it's Alav Doraita, Mishumachin Zakukla, then the Rabbanan could say, you don't have to help when you're helping or supporting an Isser Hana. Yamar Doraita, Mayin Zakukla, but if Tzar Bali Chaim is Doraita, what do I care what's on his back? It's the animal still in pain? The answer is no. Hachi Kamar Hatina Yayin Nesach in Zakukla. No, what the Braita was talking about, Yayin Nesach, was not referring to the mitzvah of Prika, where Tzar Bali Chaim comes in, but rather to Ti'inaf. The non-Jew says to you, please help me put this idolatrous wine on the back of the animal, then you say, I can't help. So Toshma, let's see if we can solve from this. Behemat Nochri Masu Yisrael. Let's say the animal belongs to a non-Jew, and the load belongs to a Jew. V'chadalta, you don't have to help. You can walk away and let somebody else unload it. If you think Tzar Bali Chaim is Doraita, why are you allowed to walk away? The animal's the animal. So Azov Tazomi Baile, you should help. So Leolam Tzar Bali Chaim Doraita. Actually, it is. Hatam Betina, that's talking about helping to load the animal, not unload. So Yachay Nasefa, but if that's the case, look at the next line. Behemat Yisrael Masui Nochri, flip it. The animal is owned by a Jew, and the burden is owned by a non-Jew. Azov Tazov, you have to help. Vibetinai, Amayza Tazov Tazov. It's a question of helping to load, why are you obligated to help a non-Jew load his burden? The answer is Shim Tzari Yisrael, because the animal, which is owned by the non-Jew, he's also in pain if he's delayed. You know, see, he's got to get moving. So Yachir Filu Reisha Nami. So why not in the first case, the Tzari Yisrael, when the animals belongs to the non-Jew? The answer is Reisha B'chamar Nochri Sefer B'chamar Yisrael. The question is, who's the donkey driver? And we got a donkey owner, we got a guy with a burden, but we got a donkey driver. So we say the first case is where the donkey is owned by the non-Jew, the donkey driver is also a non-Jew. That's right, it's the same guy. And the Sefer, it's a Chamar Yisrael, so therefore he has trouble, it's all right, because he can't get to work on time, he can't get to the market on time. So my Paskat, how did you make a decision that in the first case the donkey driver was a non-Jew and the second it was a Jew? The answer is Stamina Milta, Inish Bata Chamre Azil. Generally, a person's going to have his own donkey that he's leading. So whoever that owns the donkey, he's probably the donkey driver. But our entire way of understanding that was based on the idea to get out of the Tzar Bali Chaim problem is that those cases we're talking about loading, not unloading. But all the psukim that were invoked, Azov Tazov and Chadalta, are about Prika. So Amalei Haman, Rabbi Yosei Glili, Hida, Amar Tzar Bali Chaim, Lav Doraita. You're right, the author of that Braita has got to be Rabbi Yosei Glili, who says clearly in our Mishnah, Tzar Bali Chaim is not Doraita. And it's about unloading. All right, so Toshma. Ohev Lifrok V'Sonei Liton. If you have somebody that you're friendly with, and you have to help them unload it, and you have somebody that you are sone, the Sugyam Sachim, Lafkuf Yud Gimel discusses how you could have a sone who's a Jew. sone liton, and he's one you have to help load. Mitzvah mesone kedei lachuvit yitzro. The bigger mitzvah is to help load the guy who you don't like, to help him. But if Tzar Balachem is Doraita, then you should first help the guy, even though he's the guy you like. He's the guy you should help first to help unload the animal, because Tzar Balachem. The answer is, you're right. But subduing your Yetzer Hara and getting you to do something nice for somebody you don't like, that's more important. Tzar Balachem might be Doraita, but this is more important. So Toshma, Sone She Amru, Sone Yisrael, when we refer to a Sone, Kiret Chamor Sona Acha. That's this mitzvah prika. That's a Jew who you don't like. But if you have to help unload because the animal's in pain, who do I care who the owner is? Yisrael or Nochri. So Misavar Asoni Nikraakai. No, that's not an interpretation of the pasuk that says Sone. Asoni Matnitinkai. That's referring to the Mishnah when it says Sone Lifrok, etc. So it's just saying the Sone we're talking about is Yisrael. But the Sone in the Torah could be either because there the issue really is, because Sone in the Torah is referring to Prika. Sone in the Mishnah that we just mentioned, that is a for Teina. And there it makes a difference because for Teina there's no Tzar Balichayim. Toshma. Roveitz Velorav Tzan. The Torah says if he's falling under his burden, v'lo rav tzan, not somebody who's always given a burden like that. Roveitz v'lo omed, not one who's standing up. Tachat masa'o v'lo mufurak, only under his burden, but not that the burden's down. Tachat masa'o masui she'achol amod bo. It has to be a kind of a normal burden. In other words, it has to be an animal that has a normal burden, but this time he's suffering under it, and you have to help. But if it's Tzar Balechaim is the issue, then if the animal's in pain, help. What do I care if he normally carries? If he's standing, it doesn't matter. So Amar Yosei Glili, the author of that one has to be Yosei Glili. The Amar Tzar Balechaim Drabanan. Hachinam Mistamer Diktani Tachan Masoom Asui Sheachol Amod Bo. As a matter of fact, the Braita telegraphed that by saying that how do we interpret Tachan Masoo? His normal burden. Manchav Ledit Lehi Svari Yosei Glili. That's Rabbi Yosei Glili in our Mishnah. Shema Mina. So that the author of that is Rabbi Yosei Glili. But wait a second. Mi matzit mukmat lak Rabbi Yosei Glili. How can you say it's Rabbi Yosei Glili? Vaktani Seifa. Tachat maso v'lo mufurak. Only if he's got a burden and not that if it's down. My lo mufurak. What does it mean? Ilim mufurak klal. Hakti v'akem takimimo. If it's down, you have to help him put it up. Havshit lo mufurak b'chinam ela b'schar. It means that you can charge for teina. Mancham le'li idlai haisvar. Rabbanan, it's the Rabbanan who said that. But remember, in our Mishnah we had Rabbanan, and we have Shimon disagreeing, and Rabbi Yosei Glili coming out of sort of left field. So the answer is, Rabbi Yosei Glili, he retina sabralak Rabbanan. Rabbi Yosei Glili believes what he does about sabralei chayim, but when it comes to the mitzvah of teina, he agrees with the Rabbanan, you could charge for it. Okay, last little piece. Tana Rabbanan, ki tirech, tirechamor sonacha, yachol afilin rachok. Maybe if you see this guy from a distance, you have to come run and help. Unload, tamud lomar, ki tifka. Ki tifka shor or yivcha. That's in the midst of te'ina. So, e ki tifka, yachol pkiya mamash. I might think you really have to bump into him. Tamud lomar, ki tirech. So how do the two reconcile? Or how do the two, shall we say, synthesize? Vezuri re'yash yish pa pkiya. So what is seeing that's, it's called an encounter? Shi'aruch hachamim achad mishavah machtza b'mil. 1/7.5 or 2/15 of a meal. V'zehu ris. It's a couple hundred yards, perhaps. Tana umidadei imod parsa. But once you've laden the animal, you have to walk with him a parsa, which is 4 meal. Amram b'machin achana, and I'll tell sachar, but you could take a sachar for all of that, both for loading him and for walking him. Okay, the last mishnah, and this is on the next help sheet, on the 12, help sheet title 12, Avedatov Avedat Aviv. This is all about hierarchies, about returning an Avedah. So you lost something, and your father lost something. Avedatov Komei Kodemet. You go and seek out your own Avedah first. Avedatov Avedat Rabo Shalo Kodem. Same thing if it's your teacher's versus yours. But now, Avedat Aviv Avedat Rabo. What if it's your father's or your teacher's? Which one do you seek out first? Shal Rabo Kodemet. You teach seek out your rabbis. Why? Shaviv eviola olam hazev rabo shalim do chokhmah eviola chayal amba. Your father brought you into this world, but your rabbi brings you to the world to come. Maviv chacham, but if your father's a chacham, shalaviv kodemet, even if he's not your rabbi, then father comes first. Now, hayam aviv rabono sin masui. And now we see a parallel with prika, teina, aveda, and a person carrying a burden. If your father and your Rebbe were carrying something, meniach et shorabo, first you help your Rebbe put his stuff down, v'charkach meniach et shel aviv. Hayaviv rabo beit ha-shevi, let's say they were both in captivity. Podet rabo, v'charkach podet aviv. First you redeem your Rebbe, then your father. If aviv chacham, and father's a chacham, podet aviv, v'charkach podet rabo. Then father comes first. Now, we have to see what kind of Rebbe we're talking about here. So, Namanahani Mili, first of all, how do we know that your own concerns come first? It's a drasha we saw earlier, Yudam Marab, Mokra, Ephes Kilo Yev V'chai Evyon. You shall not have an Evyon among you, a destitute person among you, but B'cha means in you, meaning Shalcha Kodem Shal Kol Adam. First you have to make sure you're not destitute, then you work about anybody else. Anybody else comes afterwards. Yudam Marab, Kol HaMekayim Batzmokach, but on the other hand, anybody who sticks to this and refuses to help somebody else because I'm still taking care of myself, Sof Baladei Kach, eventually is going to end up needing help. So you have to go, like we said yesterday in the previous podcast, Lifnim Yishurat HaDin. Now, Hayaviv Rabono Sin Masui. Again, Tana Rabbanan, Rabosha Amru, meaning Rabo in this Mishnah. Who is that? Rabosha Limdo Chochma, Velo Rabosha Limdo Mikra Mishnah, Diramer. Meir says that's to be a Rebbe who taught you how to think, how to analyze, not just who taught you text. Hiromer Kol Sherov Chochmato Himenu. He upped the bar and said, whoever it is who taught you a majority of your wisdom, which means there can only be one, even if he only explained one ruling, Zel Rabo, meaning the ruling is the ruling, but you didn't understand it, and somebody taught you, that's Rabo. I'm a Rav and Gon Rav Schora. So Rav appointed to Rav Schora, he said, the Asperon Zuham Alistron, there's a certain kli mentioned in Masachet Kelim, I didn't know what it was, he explained it to me, now he's my Rabbi, not my only Rabbi, he's a Rabbi. Shmuel Karamane Alehahum Rabbanon, the aspire echad yored la'amat hashechi v'echad poteach kivan. He, Rav Shmuel, tore kriya when a particular student died, and that student, what was the reason? He had taught him the meaning of a particular Mishnah in Tamid about the Kohanim and the Avodat HaTamid. Amra'ula Tamid Chom Shem Bavel Omdim Zeb Nezeh. He said that the Tamid Chom in Bavel, they stand up in each other's presence, for Korin Zel Zeh, and if one of them dies, they all tear kriya for each other. But they rule like Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to having the Avedah of their scholar, colleague, as it were, come before the Avedah of their father, only for Rabbo Mufak. This is a tragic story. Rav Chista asked Rav Huna. Rav Chista, remember, is a Talmid of Rav Huna, but the elder Talmid. Talmid b'tzarich lo Rabbo Mai. What happens if you have a student and the Rebbe needs the student? So he was alluding to his own position. On the help sheet, I directed to a paper that was written, but it's written in Hebrew journal Tzion, by a particular Jeffrey Herman, I think it was, about the relationship between Rav Chista and Rav Huna, and he deals with this sugya on there. Amar lechista chista, lo tzarich nalach. He said, I don't need you. Atzrichat li arabanshtin, you need me for 40 years. I don't need you at all. Ikpedi hadari, so they got upset with each other, although I ligabi hadari, they didn't see each other. Yati Rav Chista Brian Tanita, then Rav Chista felt bad, he fasted for 40 days, Mishum Nachalash Dati Rav Huna, he realized he'd insulted Rav Huna. Rav Huna Brian Tanita, Mishum Nachash Dati Rav Chista. Rav Huna sat for 40 fast because he realized he'd suspected Rav Chista of being uppity. Very sad. Itmar Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef Amar Rav Yochanan, so Rav Yochanan said, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, which is that Rabbo and our Mishnah is only whoever taught you a majority of your wisdom. Rabbo Mufak. He said, like Rabbi Yossi. But wait a second, Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, since when could Rabbi Yochanan say, Halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha k'Stam Mishnah. We follow the Stam Mishnah. What does our Mishnah say? Rabbo Shalim do Chochma, whoever taught you wisdom. So he says, my Chochma, Rav Chochmato. So Rabbi Yochanan says, Chochma means a majority of your wisdom, not everybody, but just one. Tana Rabbanan. So we end the parak with a beautiful little piece about different components of Talmud Torah and their relative significance. Ha'oskin b'mikra, people who study Tanakh, midah v'ena midah, has some value. Mishnah midah notlina la'aschar. Mishnah is a better midah, you get a reward for it, but Talmud, which means analyzing the law, in l'cha midah g'dolah mizu, that's the best. Uli olam heve ratz the Mishnah, you're tevenat Talmud, but you should run to Mishnah more than Talmud, which is strange. Ha'gufakash, amar b'talmud ein l'midah g'dolah mizu, you said Talmud's the best, so which one is it? This Mishnah was taught in Rebbe's day. Shavku kuli alma matnitin va'azlu bata talmuda. In his day, everybody was ignoring, memorizing the Mishnayot, and they were getting into the analysis. So hadadarishlu, so then Rabbi said, li'olam habirats the Mishnayot tamina talmud, which means that the statements of Mikra, Mishnah, and Talmud were stated one time, and the tag, ulam habirats the Mishnah, was an add-on later on, when Rabbi saw how people had ignored Mishnah. My drush, what's the drush? Kedarsh Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Loi. My dichtiv hagel ami pisham veit Yaakov chatatam. Tell my people of their rebelliousness and to Beit Yaakov of their sin. Hagel ami pisham meanings elu tavin chachamim sheshkagot nasot lam kizdonot. Tavin chachamim who forget their learning even inadvertently, that's called considered to be a deliberate sin. Leveit Yaakov chatatam elu ame haaretz shizdonot nasot lam kishkagot. These are Amei Haaretz, so if they do something on purpose, we consider it to be inadvertent because they didn't know. Meaning, if the more that you know, the greater your responsibility is. This is the Mishnah Navot, which says, be very careful about your Talmud, because if you forget Talmud, it's considered to be a Zadon, even though you just did an inadvertent mistake. Dash Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi. So the same Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi had another drush in this. My dichtiv shimu dvar Adonai haCharedim el dvaro. From the end of Yeshayahu, listen to the words, those who are fearful and tremble to his words. Who's that? Elu tamin chachamim. Imru lachichem. Who's that? Elu balei mikra. The people who study Tanakh. Son echem. Who's that? Elu balei mishnah. Menadechem. The play here. Son echem. And it's shon echem, as it were. Read it as a shin, or perhaps the way Rashi reads it is that there's a natural antipathy between Balei Mishnah, who memorize things, and Balei Talmud, who study in depth. Menadechem elu amei haaretz, those who are far from you. Shema tomar pasak sivram vatel sikuyam. So maybe you should think that that these people are lost, as it were. Talmud lomar v'nir ebesim chatchem. God says, I will see you rejoice. Shema tomar Yisrael yevoshu, tamu lomar v'hem yevoshu. You might think Am Yisrael is going to be shamed. Say, no, they will be shamed. Nochrim yevoshu, Yisrael yismachu. Am Yisrael nonetheless rejoice. But it's a beautiful little ending piece on the value of the different students of Torah, how they're all eventually going to rejoice. In any case, Adon Alachem L'mitziyot, Baruch Hashem, we've successfully completed the second parak of Masechet Bava Metzia. And Mitzvah Hashem, the next podcast will begin with Hamafkid, the third parak. In the meantime, everyone should have a wonderful day.